Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 17th of June, as we like to do on Thursdays. It's Thursdays with Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly.
It's been a while.
I wasn't here last Thursday, or maybe the Thursday before either.
Yeah, we had a lot of stuff to talk about in the meantime. We did a lot of WWDC. We had some developer spotlight interviews, and I think you and I might have a bit to say about WWDC later. But for right now, what we want to talk about, well, you and I always have more to say than we can fit into the show. So let's just get that out on the table. It's not like we're not self-aware here at Daily Observations.
This is true. But
the first thing we want to talk about is your gift guide, because you've put out the Dad and Grad gift guide for this year.
And for the 11th year, yes.
And you've got a variety of price points, which I will say is a thing I appreciate about your guide, is because sometimes I have people that are sort of like casual level of gifts, and then sometimes people I want to do something a little nicer for. So I appreciate that you give me sort of all levels of spending sort of to put those together. So let's talk about some.
Yeah, because, you know, some people you like better than others.
Well, some people I know better than others as well. So
yes,
that helps.
Yes. Yeah. But there's some people I'm not going to go spend a lot of money on, but I do want to get them a meaningful, you know, something they'll appreciate. And there's no reason you have to spend a ton of money to do that.
Yes.
For example, if you really want to do a good deed, cover their device with glass, you know, get them a piece of lovely tempered glass for their iPhone and or their watch or their iPad even, and apply it for them, because then that'll break when they drop their thing. And for $10, they'll be back using their device, rather than, I think it was $160 the last time I looked to replace a iPad screen. Maybe more. So, you know, these tempered glass protectors are like the first thing I do when I get a device is put some glass on that glass.
As do I. Yeah. That's a thing most people don't. Yeah. That's a service I also provide my family. But part of the reason I do it is because, regardless of what sort of scientific advancement Apple makes in the glass on the front of your phone, I've never had one that withstood diamond earrings, which I wear. And so that's like, it's always been a given that I'd put something on it. It didn't used to be glass, because those didn't used to be as freely available as just the sticker, but the sticker was still better than nothing as far as keeping my iPhone from getting scratched up real bad. So now that there's glass, the glass is even better, because it will take more force and that will crack, and then you peel it off and put a new one on. And they tend to come in multiple packages, you know, multi-packs as well.
And they're really cheap. It's like the ones that I've been using were, I think, $10. No, $5 for $5.95 for a 3-pack. Right? So it's a really, really cheap investment. And they're easy to put on. If you ever did the film ones and had a bad time with bubbles and getting it, you know, using the squeegee, well, the glass ones are really, really simple. As long as you line it up properly, it goes on and it stays on.
Yeah. And I think the ones I got, I think I paid about $9 or $10 for, and they come with a frame, like a little frame that you set on the top of your phone screen.
Yes.
And then it allows you to peel off and line it all up, you know, very, very easily. So it sort of helps with kind of the guardrails of that. So that's a thing that I found by spending more for the other ones, is you get this little guide that you can use to put the glass on. So that's always
well.
Nice.
And then, as it turns out, the guide that you got with whatever you got last time will work with whatever you get next time if it's the same size phone.
Yep.
So as long as you have the guide, you don't have to look for ones with a guide again.
Yep.
But, you know, I have a bunch of those guides and I never use them. It's just easier and faster for me to line it up visually. And, you know, you can see if you've got it in the right place.
Yeah. And they do come with, at least the ones I've used, come with a couple of little sort of adhesive tabs. So you sort of hold it. You line it all up and then you attach the sticker to the top of it, and then you peel the adhesive off the bottom and flip it back over onto the phone screen. So you get it all lined up first, and then put those little tabs on. So even if you don't have a guide, it's still a lot easier to do than those old stickers used to be.
Just remember to keep your fingers away from the adhesive stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a good idea to wash your hands before you do these applications, because even the tiniest bit of schmutz on your fingers will mess them up.
It will translate and be there forever. Yes.
So, and then if you want to spend a little more, maybe you could buy someone a case, because iPhones and iPads, I believe, are best protected with something to keep them from getting banged up and scratched up and getting the camera lenses scratched. So something that gives them some protection. Yeah. And so I got a case called SAMAC. It's their stock iPad case, and it's $30, but it had everything I asked for. It had a built-in, it's plastic, but it's a good screen protector that's integrated, a 360-degree kickstand, so you can, you know, put it at almost any angle, a detachable shoulder and hand strap, which I don't use, and some serious padding on the edges with rubber and, like, impact plastic. It's a little bulkier than some cases, but you could drop your... I feel confident that I could drop my iPad from 4 or 5 feet and not inflict any harm.
Yeah.
So, I like stuff like that. I used to go for these LifeProof cases, but they're, like, 3 times as expensive and more fussy to get on and off. And so, you know, I just tried this one, SEYMAC, S-E-Y-M-A-C, and it had lots of good reviews, and it works great. For iPhones, I change cases about pretty much weekly, because I'm always testing a new case.
Yep.
And so this year, I decided, rather than trying to focus in on a single case, I was just going to say a few of my favorite case makers, because they all have full lines of cases, and they each have kind of their forte. So one of my favorites is called Smartish, and they do a lot of cases with wallets.
Okay.
They're also local to me. They're located here in Austin, Texas. And, you know, I like to support the hometown kids that make the cases.
Sure.
They did a new thing this year with custom artwork, where if you've got your own artwork or pattern, you can have it embedded in a case, and you can add text and emojis and, you know, other stuff. And so they do this thing online where you can just design the case with your own artwork, and most of them are around $30 with custom design. So the cases are even less expensive if you buy one that's just, you know, a color or a design. But if you want to use your own art for $30, think about it. You could give somebody a case with their dog on it, or their car, or a selfie of you if they love you a lot. But whatever art you want. I mean, that's kind of cool for $30.
Handy. Yeah.
And that's not just for Father's Day. I'm pretty sure they're doing that year-round now for most of their cases. Yeah, so that's at smartish.com.
Okay.
And I don't know. I like Casemate's case. Not so much for me, but my family, like when I get Casemate cases to test, because they're really blingy. Mm-hmm. And my daughter and my wife kind of like blingy cases. I mean, not for me, but they clamor all over them. They've got, you know, gold ones and glittery ones and crystal ones and twinkly ones, and, you know, just way too glitzy for me.
Yeah.
So that's it for cheap stuff.
I understand.
All under $30 there.
Yeah. Casemate does also some collaborations, not necessarily blingy, but I know they make a case that's it looks like a Kodak film sort of thing. So if you like a throwback case, they make biodegradable cases too. And I think they did a team up with Sanrio and did some Hello Kitty iPhone cases.
Yes,
surprisingly,
they definitely did.
Surprisingly, I don't have one. That's probably a situation I'm going to remedy. But they do a lot of, like,
they also do leather, and their leather is really nice and less expensive than Apple's.
They
do a couple that are really similar to Apple's, but significantly less expensive in nice leather.
Yeah, another,
I like them a lot.
Speaking of leather cases, another one that I like a lot, and I'm going to have a review of this going up very soon, is Nomad makes some really nice cases. They're at nomadgoods.com, and their leather cases are $50. And very solid. I like them very much. They wear well. And they have a variety. So they have, like, theirs are completely MagSafe compatible if you have an iPhone 12. They have them for previous models as well. You can get just a case, which is leather and then has sort of a rubbery side so that it flexes around your phone nicely. They have a folio case as well if you like the little flip front cover, you know, put a couple cards in it. They also make cases that are compatible with Moment lenses. So if you have lens attachments for your phone, you can get a Moment case from them.
And, oh, that's nice to know.
Yeah.
Because I do have Moment lenses.
Well, let me talk to you about the Nomad Moment case. They make a lot of stuff. They have watch bands. They have some really, really awesome cables that are like wrapped in Kevlar and stuff. So like, you know, if you want to be done buying cables, go buy a Nomad cable. And they also have different things like some... they have a couple of things for AirTags, I think. And they do watch bands. I do have a watch band that I'm working on. And they made they did make some keychain sort of holders for AirTags.
AirTags, yeah.
Yeah, they made them, and they're pretty handy. Theirs are $25, $30. So if you want a decent leather one, but you don't want to pay Hermes prices, you don't have to. and they also have one that I think is cool, which is... it's a little, I mean, because of the size of an AirTag, it slides on the back of a glasses strap. So if you have a strap that you hold your glasses around your neck with,
right.
You can slide one of these on so you can also find your glasses. They have it on sunglasses. I think it would work on reading glasses if you're a person who sets them down a lot and doesn't remember where that was. So that's another place that you can do
that. That's a good idea. Yeah.
So
I like it.
I think those are very
nifty. I never take mine off, so I don't lose them.
Yeah,
but if I did, that would be
help.
Great.
Yeah,
I have one more gift, and then we're going to talk about, because I want to keep you on track, Kelly, because
all right,
you're
talk
so
about
easily
one more
distracted.
Gift.
One more gift, and then we're going on to WWDC. All right, that one more gift is, do you remember when Apple used to, in iPhoto and in Photos, you could print a book? You could, mm-hmm. you know, take a bunch of your pictures and add some text and a title, and it came with a beautiful dust jacket. And,
yeah.
And then one day they stopped making them, right?
Yes.
It just disappeared. Mm-hmm. Well, it turned out that I guess it wasn't profitable enough for Apple, or it was too much trouble. But the company that did it for them still does the same thing. So all you have to do is get a free app called Motif Print Photo Memories in the App Store and install it on your iDevice or your Mac. And you get back all of that book design, calendar design, and printed card design functionality.
Ooh, okay.
And it's printed by the same company, R.R. Donnelly.
Oh, okay.
Which, for those of you old enough to remember, used to print phone books.
Yes, I remember.
So anyway, they were the ones that printed the Apple books, and they've got pretty much the same stock. They've got the same, it looks like the same sizes and the same size calendars.
Okay.
So I've ordered now, I've bought three or four different designs and more than one of a couple of them.
Okay.
And they've all been really nice. Nicely cool. Packaged, beautifully printed, and not that expensive. The little teeny ones, like, I forget how small they were, but like,
yeah.
The little teeny pocket size flip book
size. Yeah, they're
size
like credit
like 13,
card size almost.
$13 for a 10-page photo book. And then
nice.
Regular books are like $39 or $29, $40.
Yeah.
I did one with 15 pages for my kids. I think it was a big size, like oversize, coffee table size, and it was under $50.
Yeah.
They are beautiful. They are... really great gifts because A, nobody else is going to make one like it.
Mm-hmm.
And B, it shows that you're a thoughtful person because it takes some time to set up and order and, you know, arrange and
plan ahead of time. Yeah.
But it's fun and really a moving gift.
Yeah. It is nice, particularly since we have a lot fewer photos that are on paper anymore. It's kind of nice to have those, to have that
People
option.
People are very impressed with, you know, and almost everybody we've given them to, if we go over to their house later, we see it on the coffee table. It's displayed proudly and, you know, not in a closet somewhere.
Yeah, they're pretty nifty. Now, yeah, I definitely recommend the photo book also as a thoughtful gift. It does take a bit of planning because you have to like choose the pictures and do it ahead of time so the book shows up in advance. But like I said, the novelty of having photos printed on, you know, as a physical item is gets higher all the time as we just have more and more of them on screens instead of on paper. So that's pretty cool. Now, we have a couple minutes left, so I want to just ask you something that you and I both sort of picked up on at WWDC this year was that everything is kind of ecosystem everywhere. Based now. Like the point of it, the point of a lot of stuff that we saw this last week was being able to get all of your Apple stuff to work with all of your other Apple stuff.
And people to be able to do things on whatever Apple device is handiest, mm-hmm. which is just great. You know, it's like, it shouldn't matter. You should be able to pick up your phone, your Mac, or your iPad and answer a FaceTime call, right? Mm-hmm. I'm all for it. That was my thing. I said the first thing that stuck out for me and the big one was everything works with everything across devices and across users.
Yeah.
And you said share play. I said mm-hmm. shared with you. You said focus. I said universal control. These are all the things that work with all your devices
yeah.
seamlessly.
And, yeah. It's
which sounds great.
It's the not the compatibility, the harmony of all of these things being able to work together, like universal control, being something that if you have more than one device, those things can collaborate. AirDrop has steadily improved over time. It doesn't get called out in the keynotes or anything, but it has continued to improve. I use it to transfer very large files between my devices, and it works way better than I feel like it should, given how hard it was to use initially. So, we saw, get FaceTime everywhere, including like all of your Green Bubble friends can join you now in a FaceTime conversation, all that kind of stuff.
You can watch TV in sync with them.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing I've never gotten to work with third party stuff.
No.
It's like if you try to put that together, something fails every time. Either they're not in sync with what they're seeing and hearing with you, or they keep getting cut off from either the voice call or the video call or the media that you're sharing that isn't really being synced properly. And it's like I've said to my kids, let's watch Family Guy, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not fun.
Not all together. Yeah.
But this looks like it'll make it so that when you're doing FaceTime, you could say, hey, did you see the new Family Guy? No, got time? Let's watch.
Yeah. Let's do it now. That's good. Yeah.
Right.
I think it's going to be interesting to see how that gets utilized because it's for more than just streaming video, which is a thing that got mentioned to me last week as I was talking to one of the developers who was very excited to integrate it into his app as he and someone else using it were looking at it at the same time and being able to go, okay, so if what you actually like is this other presentation of this information, then what if we do this? And being able to sort of share that together and kind of do a demo, you know, over FaceTime right. in a much easier way and a much smoother way than anything can happen now.
You can do these things now with a click, and with any luck at all, it'll be reliable and everybody will like understand what just happened and how that works.
It's gonna be great.
You don't have to go to three different apps to make it try to
I got
one more thing and then we're done.
It's because
really fast. Ready?
Yes.
All of my Macs are too old to run Monterey. I had to buy a new Mac last week.
Oh.
And that is a testament to Apple because the two Macs I use both run fine and are perfectly sufficient for everything I'm doing these days. I have no problems with them. They weren't ready for retirement, but I need to write macOS Monterey for Dummies. And it helps to have a computer that you can install that operating system on. Mm-hmm. So I got planned obsolescenced because...
But
only
let's,
because I have a book deal.
But let's
otherwise,
point out
I could have gotten by. Yeah.
What vintage are those Macs?
2013 MacBook Pro, 2014 MacBook Air, and both of them have 16 gigs of RAM and a terabyte internal storage.
Okay.
And I could live with that even today.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Neither of them is like giving me any trouble that I would say, oh, I got to have a faster Mac or I got to have a better Mac. Or
yeah. But they are older, which is the part I wanted to point out. It's not like you bought them, you know, last summer or something.
No.
Be an issue. So but, that's going to do it.
It was a wake up call.
Yeah. Well, and that may happen for other people as well. We will, you know, and as we get details about Monterey and as we get details about what sort of things you actually can do if you do install it on an older device, we'll make sure we have those over at MacObserver.com. As always, Bob, thanks so much for coming by today. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.